If he wants to get over to this side, either he can go all the way around like this, or else he can climb over the fence and go, what, across the field.
This is a fence.
Uh-huh.
And he go this way, he go straight.
Straight across?
Straight across.
Okay.
So he wouldn't have to go around.
Would you ever call that going catty-cornered or kitty-cornered across?
Yeah.
Or any guy that across? Or Yanny with me?
Kind of catty-cornered.
Catty-cornered.
I'd call it.
Okay. Now here, two roads cross like that, and there's a house here and a house here. So you'd say that this house is what from this house?
And these are roads.
Uh-huh.
And would one be on the, no, they'd both be on the left. One be on the left, one the right, coming this way, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So,
or is that what, what you...
Well, just to get the idea across that one's on this side of the road and one's on this side of the road, would you say they're across from each other, or they're
across
straight
the road
across the road
straight
from each
across
other?
The road from each
okay.
other, wouldn't they?
Okay. Now, if we move this house over to here, so that it looks like that, then you'd say this house is what? Would you still say it's across the road, or would you say it's kitty corner, patty corner across the road, or?
Yes, I might believe that's kind of what it'd be, or one's across in the other corner of the road, or something like that.
Okay.
Or across the block, I could say it like that.
Okay. Now, let me see if I missed any.
You surely hadn't.
I think we pretty well got them all. Oh, what do you call it if somebody or something just goes out of control? Like you might say, the car skidded on the ice and it went, what, across the highway?
Skidded.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about an explosion? You might say pieces of metal went how?
In different directions, would it be?
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like every which way or ever which
every
way?
Every which way, uh-huh.
Well, I think we pretty well have covered that. But now, I wonder if you tell me a little bit about your grandchildren, how old they are.
Oh, I got them plumb on up and got great-grandchildren.
Oh, have you really? How many great-grandchildren have you got?
Well, I'd have to count them. I think I've got about five or six.
Gosh, that's wonderful. Well, do they all live right around in this area?
They all do right around in here, except my oldest daughter. They live at Dalton and all of her children up there.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of my children and my grandchildren are all around here and my great-grandchildren.
Well, that really is nice.
I have one grandchild down here now, and my others are up there. My oldest daughter's the one that I've got the most great-grandchildren up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, well, I'd have to count them to see how many grandchildren I did have. And you want me to count them for you?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. I'm just interested.
And call them by their names? Well, and then my daughter, her oldest one says Clyde, and I guess he's 25 years old. And then Mary Ann, and then her next one are Johnny, James, and Ellen. That's her baby over there.
There's
five of them.
Uh-huh.
Her baby there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my oldest son, they don't have any children. And then the next oldest one has two little girls, Linda and